And then 56 and 57, keep the thumb steady, but you alter the rhythm of the other notes. And so the two basic rhythm types are straight and swing. We've talked about this in other lessons, I think, you and I. But straight is when you have like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. The every count is even from each other. Whereas swing is like a little bit lopsided, like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2. So just do an outer inner on a C chord with me, with straight feel and a swing feel. First, I'll prompt you. Here we go. 2, 3, straight feel. And then swing is like da, 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 da. It's a bouncy feel. And that's all that we just did. 56 and 57, or 56A and 57A. That's all.
Yeah. That's fun playing around with it.
And how would you know one from the other? Well, notice the count is 12-8. Do you know why, like, where the 12 would come from? Why is it called 12-8?
Because they're like, I don't know, like 12 notes and 8 beats.
The easiest way to think of 12-8 is it's just like 4, but because it's a triplet feel or a swing feel. See, let's just back up for a second. A swing feel is da 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 da. But where does that come from? It comes from 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, and you're only playing the first and third of each triplet.
Right.
Like 1, 3, 2, 3, 3, 3, 4. You wouldn't count like that. Mm-hmm. It would be mad to count. And in fact, it would be mad to count up to 12. Like, no one goes 1. It would be 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, etc. You'd have to skip every other number. Like, that would just be mad. So you still count in 4, like 1, 2, 3, but it's understood. Like, if I wanted to count off in straight feel, I'd be like a 1 and a 2 and a 1, 2, 3, 4 and da 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 da. If I wanted to count in 12-8, I'd be like 1, 2, or 1, 2, 3, 4, and you immediately get the feeling of. Right. And of course, a triplet on each beat in 4-4, that's a total of 12 beats. 12 eighth notes, that's where it comes from. So all it means is swing. And this is when you do hesitation blues, it's written in. So even if we don't look at the actual tab for hesitation blues and we just play the chords only, it might be like. You know, let's just play through the chords of that. And just play it with a swing feel, but you're not learning the arrangement that he wrote. You're just playing,
you know, just playing out, like an outer inner.
Yeah, outer inner with a swing feel. Although we might have to ignore some of the chords. Like, for now, it has C7 over G in line 2. Just play C7.
Yeah.
It has an F6. Just play F.
And well, it has going to do that anyway.
Yeah, and then it has like a anticipated in the third line, second bar. It has an anticipated C7. Since it's right before the next bar, just consider that the next bar already.
Okay.
So just to explain a little more, it's like A minor E, A minor E, A minor E, and then A minor C7, and then F. To C, G, C, G7, F, and C7, G, C7, E. So we simplified the arrangement. If you wanted to look at a simplified arrangement of this, if that's too complicated to decode it, in the PDF I made of. It says Hanson Book chord charts. In that PDF under Hesitation Blues, I basically just summarized the same thing I just told you, which is, right. So we're gonna play this through with a swing feel 12-8 feel.
Cool.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry about that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Play the melody. This is cool. Now we're gonna do a G7, a blues in G, and with a swing feel. Do any pattern you want, but make it swing. Make it swing. Like, if you do downward arpeggio or something, it might be like, wait, let me think. Straight feel is. So a swing feel is. Alright, so 1, 2, 3, top. Good job.